This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, make your tax refund go farther at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If you've been delaying some much-needed car maintenance, delay no longer. Spend a little of your tax refund on your vehicle now and save on your repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts is exactly what you need at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. I was telling you yesterday about this new show that's about 3 weeks into its run inside of Cleopatra's barge at Caesar's Palace. It's called Renegades Sports Rebels Unleashed. This is an interactive show, which I find to be a really interesting idea, that includes Terrell Owens, Jim McMahon, Jimmy King of Michigan fame, and Jose Canseco. Now, in a minute, I've been told we're going to get Jose. We missed him yesterday, so we hope to get him on the air today. We have him now? All right, let's go to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. He is the star of Renegades and a guy who doesn't need much of an introduction. He is Jose Canseco joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Jose, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Good. How's everything?
It's great. Thank you for the time. All right, tell me about this show, because it's fascinating to me. How interactive really is it, and how much fun are you guys having doing it?
Well, it is extremely interactive, of course, and what you're going to hear is stories that most people have not heard. You're going to be able to ask questions that most people don't have the guts to answer and really can't avoid them, so we have to answer them as truthfully as possible. And it's a whole lot of fun. You know, you get stories where you're going to laugh. You get stories where you're going to cry. You get stories where you go, oh, my God, I never really knew that, and I'm glad I heard it. So, for example, you get a story why I really started using PDs. You get a story why Jim McMahon really wears glasses. You get the detailed story of why, you know, Terrell Owens played in that football game after he broke his ankle and his femur and his leg. So you get a lot of really detailed stories that most people just don't know about.
When you guys open it up to the audience, is it anything that they want? Any rules as to what they can and can't ask you guys?
There are no rules. It's called Renegades, and you can ask whatever you want. I mean, I've been asked the strangest questions, like, you know, does steroids shrink your balls? So you really can't turn your back on any of this. You have to answer it as honestly as possible. And it gets to be pretty, pretty funny at times.
All right. So I've worked all over the country, and I've told a story of I read your book, Juiced, in Huntsville, Alabama, at the pool, cover to cover, and it was in 2005, and I never read books cover to cover, but I spent 5 hours reading it, and mostly because I want to know if Parkway Jose in 1985 is real. Did you really hit a ball out of a stadium for the Huntsville Stars onto the highway that was behind the stadium?
Yes, actually, I'm kind of a legend there. I hit 25 home runs in 58 games. I mean, those are softball numbers, people. And I hit quite a few balls over 550 feet. Yes, I did.
Over 550 feet. And
yes. Well, the wind was blowing out, too, so that helps.
Yeah, I can imagine. But still, it's 550 feet. In terms of the book, in terms of writing the book, how much of the book, when you look back on it, is there any part of the book you regret writing?
Well, I actually regret writing the whole book now, if you really think about it. And that, those are one of the questions that I actually asked, you know, the panel really asked that, or the fans, is that, you know, I do regret writing the book because my family took a lot of flack. I had death threats. I spent 6 months in jail because of it. At one point in time, I was living in a garage for 6 months. I had no money. Major League Baseball completely turned their back on me. They even tried to pull my pension away. Mm. So, for a period of time, for about 3 or 4 years, I was a leper. No one would talk to me. No one would help me out. Even to today, it's very difficult to get a job at MLB Baseball at any level whatsoever.
I understand that point, but do you recognize how important the book was in the history of baseball?
Well, now, a lot of people now thank me for writing the book. They said, you know, you saved the game of baseball. It's the cleanest game in the world now. So I think definitely the book helped clean up MLB Baseball and really, you know, put this mirror to them that the game was what people thought it was. And today I believe it's probably 99-100% clean. And because, you know, the game suspension and the fines are so high, it's just not worth it anymore.
Talking to Jose Canseco here on Pushing the Odds. You believe that baseball's 99% clean? Really?
Absolutely. It's just not worth it. I mean, you would have to be one dumb player with the salaries they're paying nowadays to really use PEDs and really, you know, take that kind of risk. It's just not worth it.
See, to me, what the book did was it showcased that ego and pride and the adoration of fans, that players will do anything for it. The money is great, but the ego and the position of being a baseball player, a Hall of Famer, being a All-Star, that enticement is as great as the money that comes with being a baseball player. That's what I felt like your book showcased to everybody. Would you agree?
Well, it's probably a part of it. Most people don't understand that PED were not illegal back then.
Right.
And, you know, organizations endorsed it. Trainers didn't care. Owners didn't care. So I think back then the player was just trying to become bigger, faster, stronger, was trying to win pennants, was trying to win World Series, was trying to set up themselves and their family the best way possible. So if a substance is not illegal and you could benefit from that substance in a major sport, in a sport where there's so much pressure like Major League Baseball, why not use it?
You had a comment a couple of years ago kind of along the same lines, even though you need a prescription for HGH. Do you believe that HGH could still be the fountain of youth for humans?
You know, HGH was created for a specific reason. We produce HGH in our own bodies from a pituitary gland. And at age 19 or 20, our HGH starts diminishing greatly. And most people don't understand that we are made up of chemicals. And really what happens is, you know, your mortality rate, let's say when you're born, is 85 to 90 years old. What happens is once you peak out, you go through puberty, all these chemicals start diminishing and depleting at a high rate every year after that. Since we are chemicals, if you can maintain the same chemicals as you had when you were 19, 20-year-old, I definitely believe used properly, you can live a lot longer.
And we don't study it properly, right? Because of the stigma and because of the people who are afraid of it, right?
No, it is studied. People want information on it. Just go online, the internet, and you can find it. And it proves that, you know, HGH and PED is used properly that could enhance life.
So then why can't more people take it then? What's the impediment for people actually who want to take it?
Well, it's the same reason why do people smoke cigarettes and tobacco and it's proven to cause cancer and kill you, and why do people drink liquor? Because it's legal. The government has made it legal. The government taxes and the government benefits from it.
Interesting. Could there be a market for HGH one day if it was explained properly to people at how to take it properly?
Well, the market is growing exponentially year in, year out. If you guys really look, now you have testosterone products, you have HGH products over the counter all the time, where 10, 15 years ago, they didn't exist. I think what the government has to do is legalize these chemicals, and you're going to see it really develop and grow.
Let me go back to the comment you made about hard to get a job in baseball. Do you ever kind of shake your head that Mark McGwire is working in baseball, but you cannot?
No, I mean, he didn't write a book against Major League Baseball. He didn't uncover Major League Baseball's dirty laundry, so he's fine. He's protected by Major League Baseball. And what people have to understand is that, you know, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa at one time saved Major League Baseball with the home run barrage that they had. Both of them breaking the home run record. So I think Major League Baseball owes Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa a great gratitude.
How about the other players in the steroid era who also, the A-Rods, the Pettits of the world that came out? Does baseball owe them as well?
I don't know about owing them, but definitely Major League Baseball is protecting them because they all have jobs within Major League Baseball. And you know what? I think eventually they will be inducted to the Hall of Fame, these people that qualify with their stats, because there are already people in the Hall of Fame right now who tested positive for PEDs who are in the Hall of Fame. So eventually I think the hypocrisy of Major League Baseball is going to die out. These writers will be completely revamped or removed. And if you qualify with your stats for the Hall of Fame, you know, record, you will be inducted eventually. It's going to take some time, though.
You know, I read both your books on the subject, Unjuiced. You talk a lot about how you studied, how you used yourself as a guinea pig to go ahead and find what worked for you and what didn't work for you from a PED standpoint. Were you at all, you know, did you marvel at what Balco did with Barry Bonds and how they were able to create what they did with him?
Well, you know, I can't talk about what I know, but I don't know exactly how Balco was was invested in bonds or what chemicals they actually used or how they used them or how they mixed them or how they stacked them or how they used them with workouts or other supplements, it's impossible to tell.
But the results were impressive, though, right?
Well, here's another issue. We still don't know if Barry Bonds ever tested positive for steroids. I don't know. I don't know if he actually – I wasn't there.
Right.
I don't want to comment on it.
Right.
I don't know if he actually did use – you know, the clear or whatever it was. I don't even know what the clear is.
The clear and the cream in the what was the third one that Barry Bonds used with Balco?
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, there's court records and there's statements under oath that unfortunately were unsealed that we know with Bonds. But it is an interesting look at where we are with the Hall of Fame for guys who are getting votes and guys who are not getting votes. So it's your opinion that one day you do think that people who have been accused of using steroids will be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, absolutely, definitely, because there are people right now that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame who failed PED tests, and MLB baseball knows it.
Hmm. Back to your show at Caesar's Palace here for you guys, Renegade, talking Jose Canseco, Jim McMahon, Terrell Owens, Jimmy King. It seems like you guys get along pretty well. I've seen a couple interviews with all three of you guys. Are you having fun being on stage with the other guys?
It's fun. It's fun. I played some golf with Jim McMahon. I tell the story where he plays barefoot, and he's an incredible golfer. You guys got to see this man play golf. Actually, we have a golf outing this Sunday coming up with a couple clients. And this man hits the golf ball 350 yards down the middle, and he plays barefoot. My God, he shot a 33 in the front nine. I was in shock. This guy's a legend.
And the courses are fine with McMahon playing barefoot because he's Jim McMahon?
Yeah, they don't care. You can play with high heels or boots if you want. So it's pretty fun.
It doesn't really matter. You can go to RenegadeShow.com to get tickets for this. When you're coming into town, I would highly recommend it. I haven't seen the show yet, Jose. I can't wait to see it. Congratulations on it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And you guys are going to rotate as you guys continue. You'll add different Renegades from time to time, right?
Yeah, it seems like right now we've been rotated between Jimmy King and Terrell Owens. So I don't know how that's going to work out. I'm sure the show will actually evolve. I'm sure they'll do a rotational system. We'll get other Renegades or other athletes who have stories to tell. It'll actually change the game in some way, shape, or form. People want to hear the truth of what actually happened.
Yeah.
So, the format's been pretty successful. I think Caesars loves it, and it looks like it's going to continue on.
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant idea. It's a great idea for sports fans of all ages to come and talk to you guys. Jose, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it. Best of luck with the show.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
That is Jose Canseco, Renegade Sports Rebels Unleashed at Caesars Palace, Cleopatra's Barge. You can go and get tickets, like I mentioned, at Caesars Palace. Also, Ticketmaster.com. You can do that and go visit RenegadesShow.com for more information on those guys. And interesting. I got a bunch to say about the interview on the other side. We're up against a break. But Canseco, some interesting comments in that interview. Next, SB Nation Radio.